You see, doctor, I mean, how so I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Rosemary Doyle Rosemary Doyle, date of birth 03-10-1934, date of appointment April 16, 2025, requesting physician Mahmood Khan, MAHMOODKHAN. Dear Dr. Khan, I have the pleasure of seeing Rosemary Doyle today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 90-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on March 4, 2024. After a fall at the bathroom, she does not remember what happened. She called the neighbor, and then EMS arrived. She was weak in the left lower extremity. Patient was admitted to the hospital for further care. MRI of the brain done, which shows acute lacunar infarct in the right basal ganglia and head of the caudate nucleus. There was a chronic lacunar infarct in the right lentiform nucleus and left frontal corona radiata. After the St. Mary's Hospital, she went to the rehab. Now she is at home. She is back to the baseline. She does not have any weakness, any numbness or pain. She walked with the help of the walker. She is taking atorvastatin, 40 milligram daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, and Plavix 75 milligram daily. Past medical history, diabetes mellitus, peripheral vascular disease, past surgical history, appendectomy, right transmetatarsal amputation, bypass graft of the right lower extremity, allergy, no known drug allergy medication, amlodipine, atorvastatin 40 milligram, aspirin 81 milligram, clopidogrel 75 milligram, glipizide, pantoprazole. Social history: does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs. She is widowed and lives with the daughter. Have 8 children, 3 deceased. Family history: mother deceased with diabetes, father deceased with heart problem. 2 brother alive and healthy. Review of the system: I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she was having some left-sided weakness. Now she is back to baseline. Physical examination: blood pressure 160 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1-S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, or entered time 3, speech, nerve, fascia, not start 3, upper pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflex is 2-4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Here's a tarsometatarsal amputation of the right side. It present gait. She is walking with the help of the walker. Assessment and plan. 90-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history examination and MRI finding is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, acute lacunar infarction in the right basal ganglia, head of the caudate nucleus. Number 2, chronic lacunar infarct in the right lentiform nucleus and left frontal corona radiata. Number 3, peripheral neuropathy. Number 4, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. At this time, patient is back to baseline. I will continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily, clopidogrel 75 mg PO daily, and atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. The good control of blood pressure and diabetes is important to prevent the further stroke and TIA. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months.